section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kewaunee Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
Staff at IBWIP would like to remind you that the following podcast is for mature audiences only and is not suitable for the office. Well, unless you work at an adult bookstore. We thank you for your continued support. Now unzip your pants and prepare for the burn. No, really. Burning is a good thing in this situation.
Episode 17 of It Burns on IP. Even God needs the devil.
Without exception, death will come to each and every one of us. The clods of earth will rattle on each of our coffins. The body we pamper will become a city of corruption, a horror under the earth. Our own mothers could not bear to look upon it. If we are saved, our bodies will rise again free and glorious when Christ comes. But if we lose our battle with temptation, we know what our agony will be forevermore. We shall be awash in the burning rivers of the dead forevermore. The stench of hell, of the rotting flesh of the damned, will fill our nostrils forevermore. Our ears will resound with the screams of the tormented forevermore. Our pain will be like the pain of a man tied down, unable to move, while one fiery worm eats at his vitals. The man screams for unconsciousness, but there is no unconsciousness in hell. The worm eats and eats, and its work will never finish, but continues forevermore. And what does that forevermore mean? Imagine a sphere of metal vast as the sun. Imagine that once every 10,000 years, a sparrow should visit it and brush it with its wings. When that ball had been worn to nothing, we would still be in hell. We would still be the howling damned who do not see God's face. The retreat has begun.
86 Productions.
Well, I got the clap and I can't pee.
It burns, burns, burns when I pee. When I pee, or when I pee, burns, burns, burns. When I pee, when I pee, Lord, when I pee.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 17 of It Burns When I Pee, Even God Needs the Devil. I am your dirty host, Blake Clayton, and we have with us for the first time our new co-host, Ryan Creepy Guy Ham. How's it going, Ryan?
Doing great, Blake. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Thank you very much for coming in this Get Your Hank On Studios, and hopefully you'll be on the show more often.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. After episode 15, I figured I better jump in here and spice it up a little bit.
Save the ship.
It was going down kind of fast, but it's a tough time, and it's going to be a great experience here from here on out for you and I.
Looking all right, forward to it. Exactly. And also in the studio, we have with us the lovely, the talented. Well,
you could stop there.
Yeah, we have Norma Jean.
Norma Jean, give me a beer.
Ooh, she said eat shit. If you had a mic, that would have been funny. Anyway, and we also have with us another new at Burns and IP groupie. It's Blake. It's not that Blake. Not this Blake, not that Blake, but the other Blake. Yeah. There's a lot of B's.
The only Blake that...
Welcome to the show.
We really like. Huh? Because we don't really like you. Or the other Blake. But we like this Blake.
There's a whole lot of Blakes, but two out of the three are getting laid. Guess which one's not?
I'm going to go with you.
Yeah, here you go. All right. Well, first off, I want to thank Keith Nelter for doing the show art. Many of you know his artwork from the Hank Williams the Three projects he does, the concert posters, T-shirts, CD covers. But he's also
a couple websites out there, too, doesn't he, you guys can go to?
Yeah, you can go to www.neltercreative.com or his MySpace page, which is myspace.com/NelterCreative.
And that's NELTNEERCREATIVE.
Now, that's what I needed as a co-host who can spell. That's what I don't have.
I kind of stuttered on my end, but that's my mom's
fault. No, better not.
Let's move on.
Anyway, and you can also check him out. He's part of the Reinstate Hank campaign, and you can check out the Reinstate Hank campaign at reinstatehank.org.
So how's the show lining up, Blake? What do we got on tap?
Well, this is what we got going on the show tonight. We have an interview with the band 357 String Band out of Wisconsin. And we have Jared Morningstar's album review. He's going to review Justin Town Earl's CD, Good Life. Have you heard anything off that?
I have, and I'm a very big fan of what I did. I heard one track, and it's great.
What did you say? No, he did hear one song.
I did listen to it. I actually like it. Yeah, it's
Yeah, so eat shit, Norma Jean. fuck off, Blake.
She's trying to break my balls over here.
Breaking my balls. Anyway, we also are going to unveil our newest skit called It Burns on IP Jeopardy, which Creepy Guy is in, and so is Norma Jean and Howard from the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. So that ought to be really good.
Yeah, from what I hear, it's going to be very funny.
Do you know Creepy Guy at all?
No. I don't know who that guy is.
Okay, and we're also going to have a SP fanzine t-shirt giveaway. So later on the show, listen for the trivia question. The guys over at spfanzine.com were nice enough to ship me over a couple shirts. They were over here in the States, actually, and so it was cheaper for them to mail them out while they were over here, I guess.
Is there a weight limit on these t-shirts? Is it medium, small, large?
Cheyenne's too big to fit in one of them.
Kyo.
Come on.
And we're, 5 minutes in and there's our first Cheyenne pop. I'm sure there's more to come. That's okay.
Anyway, so listen up for the trivia question. And then we have tons of music. We got everybody from Old Crow Medicine Show, Plunkett. We're going to play a couple songs from 357, and I do believe we have another song, but I can't find it. Anyway, we'll have more music. After that, we're going to have a new one. Oh, Ryan, this is the one you love. The new segment on the show is going to be called Norma Jean Watches Porn. We sat her down and put the mic in front of her and made her watch Two Girls in One Cup for the first time.
That is going to be great. I'm looking forward to those.
It's a classic. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to try to do that segment on every show now. You know, have her watch 3 or 4 minutes of porn. After that, she usually taps out. Anyway.
Yeah. She has two beers, and that's it.
Blake, do you guys watch a lot of porn in your relationship?
We make porn.
Oh, yeah.
Or as I call it, magic.
We're making cinematography magic with your ass in the air.
Like you just don't care.
Hey. All right, so Ryan, why don't you go ahead and lead us into the first song, and we'll be right back.
All right, the first song we'll listen to is called Ghostly Fires, and that's by Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company. They are on MySpace at www.myspace.com/AdamLeeAz. That's AdamLeeAz.
All right, man, what's the name of the song one more time as we cue it up?
Ghostly Fires.
All right, we'll be right back.
Swallowing cheap pills of whiskey.
is crying, so is the band never sleep, the ghost of fire. All coming in after me. My soul was easy to break. The devil, he knows what I'm doing. They don't think it's a shame that these ghosts of fire are coming after me. Smoke lies rising, Lucifer's crying, souls of the damned never sleep. These ghosts of fire are coming.
Hey, Blake, this is a pretty cool magazine. Where'd you get it?
Oh, yeah, Metal Farm Magazine. It's awesome. I ordered it at metalfarm.com.
There's some great photography in here, and have an awesome article about Hank III, Blake Judd, and Keith Neltner, and the Reinstate Hank Williams campaign. And the chicks in this magazine? Dude, they are smoking.
You know it, man. And that girl on page 13 is definitely top shelf meat. I even jerked off to her last night.
What the hell? You're giving me too much information again, bro.
Sorry. Anyway, the magazine is real cool. They have everything from custom cars, bikes, pretty women, and some great articles. You should get you a copy.
Where was it you said you got yours?
MetalFarm.com. Just a couple clicks and it's on its way to your house. And the guys at Metal Farm Magazine are top notch too. They even have an It Burns When IP ad and the inside back cover.
Sweet, man. I'm definitely going to order one tonight.
You better hurry though. They ain't going to last very long. And don't forget, they are doing the photography for the 2009 It Burns When IP calendar too.
Hey, can I borrow your copy tonight? I'd like to look at page 13 a little more.
Dude, you are not rubbing one out to my copy. Get your own.
Okay, we're back. Ryan, I thought for the first thing we should do for segment two is watch the now notorious Tim McGraw concert fight video. Have you seen it?
I've actually not seen this. You've got it queued up right now and just looking at the monitor, and it looks pretty damn funny.
And you know, I know the listeners can't see it, but I'm sure most of you have, and... And we'll just kind of talk about it as we go and give our 2 cents worth.
They all have a general idea of what Tim McGraw looks like in his leather cowboy hat and sweet wife beater and belt buckle.
Yeah. And he has a new fragrance out. Have you seen the Tim McGraw fragrance? At Walmart, when you're first walking in, they have the big poster. And it's like Tim McGraw, like, it says something like fragrance, fragrant by Tim McGraw. And I'm thinking, yeah, I could just see him sitting at his powder table and, you know, makeup table. Is that what you call it? Is it a powder table? Makeup table? All right, Norma Jean's giving me sound advice. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. You can find it on YouTube. I'll put the link on the show show notes. But here is Tim McGraw, Billy, a.k.a. Billy Badass, in his recent concert. Oh, and I like how YouTube says, Tim McGraw almost fights drunk fan.
This is going to be great. Hit play. Okay.
All right, here we go. So he's rocking out to
Cherokee and Choctaw.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Oh, they all sound the same.
My baby, she's a Chippewa.
Oh, here we go. Right. He goes down and he grabs this guy and is chewing him out. Oh.
And he's like trying with one hand to still get the crowd still excited. Like, hey, come on, Cherokee and Choctaw.
They probably had to push pause on the CD, so you know he quit singing. Since he lip sync. Now, I love how he's
got him by the ass. He's like, yeah, I'm going to give you a wedgie.
So there's seven security guys up there, and he pushes him. He's like, get off my stage. And now he cocks back to
and
hit
he
him.
Acts like he's going to do something.
Right. He's like, there's 15 or 16 bouncers. I like, this is my favorite part. The guy lifts up his cowboy hat and says, hee-haw.
And Tim starts singing like he doesn't miss a beat. They're like, all right, you can hit play again.
Oh, jeez. What's classic about that, and let's kind of go back if we can.
Yeah, watch him wait to really do anything. He waits till there's 7 security guys around.
Okay, there's already 3 guys have to help this fat ass up on the stage. He shoves him, and now he says, come on.
Like, what? What are you going to do?
And right here, he cocks back. There's how many people? Let's pause this thing. There's got to be...
I'm saying 7. It looks like 7 or 8.
7 or 8 guys holding this big, fat, drunk fucker back.
Timmy's scared shitless.
And the guy's a douche for even going to a Tim McGraw concert anyway. Well, and look at... He just kind of... He
struts back up to the mic. He's like, yeah, I got my new cologne on.
That guy probably paid like $300 for that ticket. Probably paid about $70 to get drunk. Exactly. He's a badass. So, kudos to Tim McGraw for being such a badass and looking like the biggest homo, as usual. But I wanted to just to show that and see what you guys thought of that. Definitely, if you have not checked it out, go see the video. It's on YouTube.
I think any hardcore country fan would get a kick out of that.
It's, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and talk about Radio Fish. It Burns When I Pee is now officially on Radio Fish.
Why don't you tell everybody again, what exactly is Radio Fish?
Thank you for asking, Ryan. That's a great co-host. Radio Fish is an international radio station that's streamed over the internet, and it's at www.radio-international.co.uk. You like it a feat? You take a picture of the feat, Norma Jean.
Did you see how quick I grabbed my beer away from them?
Sorry about that. You're drinking beer in the Burns When I Pee studio? Oh, wait.
Of course.
Get your Hank on studio. Anyway. Anyway, Radio Fish, that's where we are. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, you can go to radio-international.co.uk and listen to an episode of It Burns When I Pee.
Now, are they playing every episode, 1 through 15, or how's that work? I mean, do they feature one every week?
Yeah, they're going to start with episode 1 and go
all the way through.
I think last week or in the middle of June, they played episode 16. I wouldn't let them play 15.
Probably a good idea.
I'm like, I don't want a bunch of Germans slitting their wrists.
Honestly, if it wasn't for 15, I probably wouldn't be here.
Well, you don't charge much, so that's what's good. And for any of our overseas fans who listen to us on Radio Fish, you can send us a voicemail at 044-1472-898-158, and the folks over at Radio Fish were nice enough to set us up with a voicemail number, and we have an email address. I guess if you're overseas and you want to email me from there, Ryan, why don't you give them a shout out and tell us what the email address is?
It's going to be blake@radiointernational.co.uk. Let me spell it out. blake@radio-international, which you can all probably spell that, .co.uk.
All right, cool. And now we're going to go. We haven't had a lot of fan feedback lately. I think a lot of fans are...
Well, you scared them all away after 15. I know we already talked about this.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll get them back.
Okay, so anyway... We got a letter, an email, actually, from a gentleman who listens to the show. And I was going to have Ryan read the email, if you don't mind, and kind of talk about the fan. So.
Sure.
Sure.
Let me put my beer down here.
Put your beer and your cock down.
Sorry. Don't have 3 hands. This is from Robert Archer.
Hey, Norma Jean, it'd be hot if he did have 3 hands, wouldn't it? It'd be hot. Yeah. I'm like, she's like, okay, we're recording, so I'm going to talk really soft. But any of the other time, I'm like, fuck you, Blake.
I could use another beer.
Norma Jean, chop, chop.
Please.
Wiki, wiki.
Woman, beer. All right. Ooh. Back. Okay. Let's get back. Let's get focused.
This is fan feedback time.
All right. This is from, again, from Bob Archer, and he's located in Southern California. He says, Blake, I've been listening to IBWIP, the cast, since you interviewed William Elliott Whitmore, or should I say that's how I found out about your show. Anyway, I've listened to all the episodes since and can say that I've learned about some brand new bands that I've come to find myself enjoying. I dug the last show, 15. Shocker.
Hey, he's lying. He's like, I enjoy your misery.
We've all been there, Blake. We've all been there. And he says he's going to do some shopping for some split lip Rayfield discs, who you did feature in episode 15.
Yes.
I hate using labels when talking about music, but in the past 4 years, I've been getting deeper into real country slash traditional country or alternative country, whatever it goes by these days. Being from Southern California, there's not much exposure to a lot of the smaller or more homespun acts. He says he had to make a trip all the way to Austin to see the good stuff. He says, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing out there and exposing new music to people. He says, congratulations on the brand new, I'm sorry, congratulations on a year of your show, and good luck on the next upcoming year. He says he does a podcast on his own with many of his friends, and it's not easy to always get your show together, especially on a regular basis. It says, keep up the good work. Keep your head up. Can't be country without women coming and going. Keep sharing your love for good and real country music. Bob.
I wish the girls would be coming. That seems to be the part that's missing.
How are you, gummy?
No, I can come.
Oh.
That's no problem.
Yeah. But it's been so long. It's probably taking like 20 seconds anyway.
But none of them will let me arrive.
Okay.
Hey, please don't throw bottles around. We're recording It Burns When I Pee, episode 17.
We need to do one last shout out here for Bob. He does have a show called The Anchor Radio Show, and also has a couple of websites you can take a look at. MySpace page / Bobcast, BOBCAST, and also at www.podbean.com. That's PODBEAN.
Yeah, Podbean is where you can go check his show out and download a show. So definitely check out Anchor Radio Show. Bob, thank you very much. It's always good to hear from fans. If you got a few minutes, give us a shout-out. Give us an email. If you think the show sucks, yeah, he's not done with it.
He's trying to take my beer away.
He knows how long it takes you to get a beer, so he asks you ahead of time.
Take my beer away.
Listen,
this woman needs to apologize.
Would you please apologize to me? Anyway, so thanks a lot, Bob, for taking the time and the nice words. And I'm glad to know that the music that we're playing on the show is stuff that people haven't heard and they've gotten interested and checked them out. So,
oh, absolutely. The music, even on today's show, it's great. I think everybody's going to enjoy it. So what do we got? What song do we got coming up next, Blake?
Well, Ryan, we're going to go ahead and play a song by Old Crow Medicine Show, and it's called God's Got It. And it's kind of, it goes with the theme of the show, Even God Needs the Devil. We got some devil songs, we got some God songs, and ooh.
Anyway. And then after that, rumor has it we might have a little IBWIP Jeopardy?
Yes, the big new skit we have. Of course, every episode we have a comedy skit, and we put those two in together, and we brought Creepy Guy into the It Burns When I Pee family, and Howard, of course, always helps me out with skits, and then excuse me.
Smells like salmon.
Norma Jean? No. Oh. Okay, so enough screwing around. Here is Old Crow Medicine Show with their song, God's Got It.
Well, if you want it, God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want it, God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want it, God's got it. He got everything you need. He got everything a poor man needs. Walking around like a vagabond, troubles are on your back. Looking for money, looking for friends, and you don't know who to ask. If you want it, God's got it. He's got everything you need. If you want it, God's got it. He's got everything you need. I believe in the Lord above. He's got everything you need. If you want it, God's got it. He's got everything you need. Well, you need it now. God's got it now. He's got everything you need. He's got everything.
Cash from the Hank 3 Coalition page on MySpace. Just to let you know, you got a kick-ass show, and have all your listeners get over to that reinstate Hank petition and sign it.
Huh? What? Oh shit, is it that time? Hey, let me turn this off for a minute. Hey, how y'all doing? I'd like to take this time to thank the Lovesick Blues Boy himself, Blake Clayton, for giving me time to tell you about my show. I'm One More Name on FlapDaddy.com. Most people know me as Howard, or H for short. I host the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time at FlapDaddy.com. And it gets podcasted right here at Section86.com twice a month. My Bootleg Asylum Radio Show mixes classic rock, hard rock, metal, blues, country, alternative folk music, and I throw in some comedy when I can. Every podcast of my show features a 30 to 40 minute set of bootleg recorded music from different artists each show, as well as an album, MySpace band, or sometimes we do a retro artist review with Jerry Morningstar. So if you can't catch my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show Friday nights, 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time at FlapDaddy.com, you can go right here to Section86.com and download or listen to it there. Also, my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is now available on iTunes. You know, I get lost in all the thousands of podcasts there on iTunes, but just like here at Section86.com, you can have it automatically downloaded to your computer or MP3 device. And thanks for all your support of my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, people that are listening online while you're browsing around the internet, the people that have been coming on the chat board with me, and especially the people that have been taking time to download it at Section86.com and iTunes. And it's all really appreciated, and it's all about you guys, and we're just trying to get the music out there. That's what it's all about. It's all about the music. Now, back to the best real country podcast on this planet, Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee, right here on Section86.com. And don't forget to get your fucking Hank on.
This is Jeopardy!
Welcome, everyone, to It Burns When I Pee Jeopardy. I am your host, Blake Clayton, and we have some of the cast and characters of the show with us in the studio today. Everyone is playing for a special charity, so let's get to know our contestants. First, our newest hottie show honey, Norma Jean. Say hello to everyone, Norma Jean.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here. Today, I'm playing for the Vaginal Reconstructive Foundation.
All right, great. Good luck to you, dear. Now, let's meet our second contestant, who is new to the show and the newest co-host of It Burns When I Pee, the dirtiest man in the bathroom stall, Creepy Guy.
I want to lick your nipples.
Settle down, Creepy Guy. Why don't you just tell the folks what charity you're playing for today?
Well, Blake, I'm playing for a charity that is very close to my heart. I'm playing for the Institute of Masturbation Rehabilitation.
Sounds like a great charity right up your alley. And finally, let's meet our last contestant, Howard from the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Thanks, Blake. It's great to be here. Thanks for the invite. I'm going to be playing for the Legalized Marijuana Campaign. Ain't nothing wrong with taking a few puffs off a joint or a few draws off a bong. Puff, puff, pass, brother.
Okay, so everyone has a great charity to play for. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get started and make some money for these charities. Now remember, you have to put your answer in the form of a question for it to count. Get your hands on the buzzers and let's begin. Norma Jean, ladies first, please select your category.
Blake, I'd like to start with Come Online for $200, please.
All right, good choice. For $200, this come online is often used by Blake Passmore when he is on the internet looking for ladies. Okay, creepy guy, you were the first to buzz in. What is your answer?
What is? Hey, baby, I got a BMW and a 2-inch wiener. I might not hit the bottom, but I'll bang the hell out of the sides. Want to leave your husband for me?
Way to start it off, creepy. Now go ahead and choose the next category.
Blake, I'll take famous people with small penises for $200. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this famous regular on It Burns When I Pee is known to many insiders as having a very small penis. Howard, go ahead.
Who is Andy Hughes?
Ooh, sorry, Howard. That answer is incorrect.
Really? That's a surprise.
Creepy guy, go ahead.
How about who's Blake Clayton?
Nice try, smartass, but it's incorrect. Okay, Norma Jean, good to see that you woke up. Do you have an answer, or did you just hit the buzzer because it was shiny and flashing?
Who is Creepy Guy?
What the hell? That's shit.
Maybe we should call you a Little Creepy Pee-Pee.
All right, guys, settle down. Norma Jean, you are in the lead, and you have control of the board. Go ahead and pick another category.
Let's see. Go with words that describe Blake Passmore for $300.
Okay, Norma Jean. This word describes the sexual orientation of Mr. Passmore. Howard, for $300.
What is a butt-stabbing queer?
Great job, Howard. Okay, that sound tells us that we are now ready for Final Jeopardy. Norma Jean, you have $200. Creepy Guy, you have $200 as well. Howard, with one correct answer, you're in the lead with $300. Here's how we do Final Jeopardy here on It Burns and IP. I will pick the final category, and each of you will write down how much you'd like to wager. Then I will give you time to write down your answer. The category is totally inappropriate comments to make in a public bathroom. Contestants, please make your wager. Here we go, everyone. Here is the question. This inappropriate comment is often made when two guys are standing in a urinal during a Boys to Men concert. Contestants, please write down your answer. Okay, creepy guy, we'll start off with you. What is your answer?
What is? Hey, cutie, want to have a good time?
Sorry, creepy guy, that is incorrect. And you wagered all $200, which leaves you with zero. Now let's go to Norma Jean. Norma Jean, what is your answer, dear?
Blake, what is? Do you like gay porn?
Ooh, sorry. I really thought you had that one. Taking a look at what you wagered $199. That leaves you with one big dollar. Nice going. Way to play it safe. All right, Howard. This is the moment of truth. Again, the question is, this inappropriate comment is often made when two men are standing at a urinal at a Boys to Men concert. What is your answer that you wrote down?
Yeah, this one's going to be easy. What is, hey, those black guys up there dancing look pretty hot, don't they? Shit.
Oh, man. Sorry, Howard. That is incorrect answer as well. Looking at your wager, you wagered all $300. That makes Norma Jean the big winner today.
Goody.
Since you are the big winner today, we will be donating $1 to the Vaginal Reconstructive Foundation. Congratulations, Norma Jean.
Thank you so much. I know that this money is going to make a difference for many loose women out there on the streets.
Now, just to let everybody know, the correct answer that we were looking for was, hey, nice cock, I got a BMW. You want to go down on me? Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next time on It Burns When I Pee Jeopardy!
This is horse shit.
Yeah, most women always seem to win. Besides, I think Norma Jean's banging Blake anyway.
Shut up, you jealous bastards. You're just a couple of Passmore fuckers anyway. Whether you're a redneck from Texas or an aristocrat from the upper society of England, if you love rockabilly, blues, or country music, you're going to love spfanzine.com. Their site is filled with a lot of great information about real country music. If you can't find something interesting at spfanzine.com, then you should just admit that you're the world's biggest loser. Go check out our friends at spfanzine.com and take a look at all their stuff. spfanzine.com. Made in England, inspired in Texas. No, really. They sent me a t-shirt that says it. spfanzine.com.
All right, folks. Well, congratulations to Norma Jean for winning the It Burns My IP trivia game. How did it feel to win?
Awesome.
She never shuts up, but then you turn the mic on and she doesn't say anything. Anyway, again, congratulations, Norma Jean.
It's a goddamn conspiracy.
All right. Well, of course, every episode of It Burns My IP, I feel the need to tell you how to get a hold of me. And,
we don't know.
Huh?
We don't want to know.
You don't want to know how to get a hold of me?
No. You do.
I got your number. I got your digits. Well, if you're going to say something, say it loud.
All right.
Ahoy.
Earring.
As always, in every episode, I feel the need to tell everybody how to get a hold of me, hoping and begging that people will email me and send voicemails. So contact information is blake@ibwip.com. That's our email address. You can email us and tell us some bands you want to hear on the show, or you can tell me the show sucks.
Yeah, likes, dislikes, where we can improve.
If you're single and attractive, you can email me your picture.
Willing, ready.
You really don't have to be able. I just dissed myself, didn't I? Oh, well, for the love of the show. And for those of you over in the U.S., if you want to call our dial-in number, it's 206-339-8419, and you have about 2.5-3 minutes to leave a voicemail. And every voicemail that we put on the show. So definitely give us a call. It only takes a couple minutes. And everybody knows our MySpace, www.myspace.com/ I was thinking dirty again. /itburnswhenip86. And, of course, if you're listening to the show, you're at section86.com. And still under construction for the past 4 months is ibwip.com. So if there's anybody out there that is computer savvy, please contact me so I can get this website up.
Well, one of the things that's kind of new to the show, I think, is this IBWIP donation button.
What's that, Ryan?
Well, you can find that on our MySpace page. All the donations that we do take will go back into the show for equipment, getting the merchandise store open, and paying people to do the things that we need done to make the show better.
And I think we also said that we would spend some of the money to get Norma Jean's tests done regularly.
Yeah, because I'm still kind of burning.
So you've had sex with her?
She doesn't remember.
She doesn't know it.
Blow it.
I have had sex with her for the past 4 nights. She just doesn't know it. Sorry, Blake. I guess I really shouldn't be talking about sexual stuff in front of your... He's sitting back going, I'm fucking her, you're not. It don't matter to me. You talk about it all you want. So anyway, where's that donation button again, Ryan?
It's on the MySpace page, right there on the front page.
And all major credit cards are accepted, PayPal as well. I'm not asking for a whole bunch, just whatever you can contribute, $5. Blake, you could get your billfold out anytime and help us out. All right, so also, let's go ahead and talk about Podcast Alley. The first of every month, you can go and you can vote for It Burns an IP. We're trying to get number one spot on the music category. The shows in front of us suck ass.
How do you get there? I mean, do you go straight to Podcast Alley and it says, you know, It Burns When I Pee, or do you have to sort around to find it on the website?
It's funny you should ask, Ryan. You go to podcastalley.com, and in the search box on the left-hand side, type in It Burns When I Pee. Click go. It brings it up in red. Click it, and then there's a vote button. And all you got to do is type in your email address and click vote, and then they send you an email confirming it. You click on that link and you're done. Takes 45 seconds at the most, and it helps the show out and helps people see the show and hopefully get some interest in it.
So can you only go on there once? I mean, is it one email address and that's it?
Yeah, you can only go. You can only vote once a month unless you're computer savvy. And for those out there that are computer savvy, they know what I'm talking about. So, hey, if you are computer savvy, vote for us 37,000 times. I don't care. But we're not trying to be one of the big shows like, you know, Keith and the Girl and those kind of shows. We're just trying to get on the top of the music ones because we play the best music.
By far.
By far. Speaking of music.
The next song we're going to feature here is it's entitled "A Little Black Train of Death," and it's going to be from the 357 String Band.
And that's going to, after that, we'll lead into the interview with 357. So here it is, "Little Black Train of Death" by 357 String Band. We'll have the interview, and we'll see you on the other side.
I want to sing a song tonight. While I sing, I want every sinner in the house to come to the angel's seat and bow and accept prayer. You need prayer. Subject of this song, "Death Black Train is Coming." It's coming, too.
Welcome, everybody, back to episode 17 of It Burns When I Pee. We have with us from the 357 String Band, Jake Orvis. How are you doing, Jake?
I'm pretty good, playing Super Mario Brothers 3 right now.
There you go. Well, you know, I wanted to have you on the show. You guys sent me your new album, Fire and Hail, and I was very impressed with it. And I think I sent you an email saying it's probably one of the best albums I've heard this year. And And we just got done listening to "Little Black Train of Death," which we did before the interview started. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about the band and how you guys kind of got your start together?
Me and Derek and Joe at all one time were in this one band, Swill Rotten. It's like a punk rock band in Milwaukee. And we met through that and just through like kind of like the local pub. punk scene, you know, when I was kind of hung out in the same circle and just knew each other. And after just kind of being in that band, we lost touch for like a year, ran into each other again, and we were all kind of into like, just kind of all into like country music all of a sudden, and like, you know, listening to Wayne Hancock a little bit more than, say, Abrasive of Wheels, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And Derek was like, hey man, I've been writing these like honky-tonk songs lately. I was like, no kidding, I play a mandolin now. We should get something going. You know anybody with a banjo? And they're like, dude, Joe's got a banjo. You know, he didn't know how to play it yet.
Yeah.
But he owned one. And so we just kind of like, and Derek's ex-girlfriend, the lovely Becca from the Tossers, was there too, and we just kind of got together in my basement and just started playing. And then we were playing in Derek's hot-ass apartment one day, and went out in the summertime and like right on this like pretty busy street. We started playing because it was cooler outside, and people started tossing us money for it, and we liked that, so we didn't stop. And then like a couple months later, we met Rick, our bass player. We were all at the Legendary Shack Shakers show. And actually, no, we had just opened up for Legendary Shack Shakers here in Milwaukee. It's like kind of a big deal to us, you know.
Sure,
like, you know,
definitely.
It's really cool. We get to play with them. And Rick saw us there and was, he was all, you know, you guys should have me in the band to play bass. And we were like, cool. We didn't have a bass player. So
it all kind of...
we just kind of took it from there.
Yeah, it all just kind of fell together, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get along great. We're like, you know, band of brothers, couldn't ask for a better unit, I guess.
And how long have you guys been playing together?
Only about 4 years.
Okay. Well, your new album is called Fire and Hail. Can you tell us a little bit about the album, kind of describe it in your words, and maybe give us a background on the making of it?
Fire and Hail, boy. Well, we put a lot of heart and soul into that album. We really did. I mean, our first album was like kind of a triumph for us because we had all these songs that we were playing for like, you know, two, three years, and we were like having a lot of fun with it. And we finally, you know, we were like, people were coming out to see us in their hometown, and, you know, we finally got a CD out, you know, and it was great, you know. And in this one, we really like, you know, tried to tour a lot on the Ghost Town album. So through touring comes a lot of, you know, heartache and loneliness and like misery and awesomeness at the same time. You know, just you go through a slew of emotions, and that's pretty much how all the songs Fire and Hail kind of like are to me. You know, it's really cool, and we're all pretty proud of it. You know, I'm pretty astounded by, you know, like I listen to it myself a lot,
because
I really enjoy like Derek's writing style and Joe's writing style. When you're playing, you don't really, I don't think you appreciate it as much as when you sit back and listen to it.
As an artist, when you listen to your own album and you can enjoy it, you know that it's something special, you know, because a lot of, you know, because you're playing those songs a lot of times night after night, and you know, if they're not really good songs, then you really kind of lose the interest in them.
Yeah, well, it's real easy to lose interest in them, even though everybody else might totally love, you know, whatever, say, song you're doing. But if you've been playing it a lot, it's like you kind of lose the spark of it sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you got to get reminded of it. You know, it doesn't happen that often. But
you play the mandolin in the band and do vocals. Where did you come to start playing the mandolin, which is...
My buddy Maddie got me a mandolin as a wedding present years ago. And, you know, he always played the banjo, and I was wanting to play along with him, and he had an extra banjo, and I picked that thing up once and was like, I don't know what to do with this thing.
Yeah.
And as a wedding gift, years ago, he bought me a mandolin, and boy, I took to it like a duck to water. You know, I always kind of dug bluegrass, and like, you know, I used to play guitar, and I always really dug what Doc Watson would do with the guitar, and so I kind of had an appreciation for that kind of music as it was, and I took that mandolin as a reason to really get into some really cool musicians. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Listen to a bunch of Bill Monroe and Dimebag Darrell and Slash and Ronnie McCurry at the same time.
So how would you describe the band's music? I mean, if you had to put some kind of label on it, if somebody asked you, how would you describe the music?
I was like the term streetcraft, you know, starting in the streets, literally, you know. know, still do play on the States, and it's like the only thing. I don't like the term alt country. I think it's kind of a stupid name, you know. And I don't know, alt punk grass just kind of sounded obnoxious to me.
There you go.
You know, there's so many like pop punk, you know, thrash punk, street punk, this, that, and the other thing. It's like punk grass. Yeah, it just comes across kind of silly. So like, if anybody asks me like what we play, I just try to say it's street grass. You know, you'd have to hear it. You know, I don't consider it bluegrass at all. But you know, I mean, it's definitely paying, you know, definitely an appreciation of it. Definitely.
Well, one of the songs we're going to play at the end of the interview is Hold Me Tight, which is a song that you wrote yourself on the album, and you also featured Rachel Brooke as a duet. Kind of tell me about how it is working with Rachel. I know you guys have done some touring together with
Rachel,
Slack Eyed
Rachel's
Slim.
Rachel's the shit, dude. Rachel's the shit. She's absolutely awesome. We did a spin through Montana with her. And she's just got a lot of pain in her voice, you know. And
right.
I was going through some crazy stuff that song talks about. And, you know, she was kind of going through similar things. She had a perfect voice for it. And I thought it was a good opportunity to corroborate a little bit.
So that song has a lot of internal meaning. I mean, you wrote it based on experiences.
Oh, God, yeah. Of course, you know. Absolutely.
It the first time when you guys first sent me the album and I listened to it, that song definitely stood out for me because of what I was going through at the time, and that's the kind of song, you know, the pop country stuff that we hear on the radio, it doesn't have any meaning whatsoever. And when you hear a song like Hold Me Tight, and I can sit there and say I know exactly what they're talking about, you know, that's what we're trying to promote on this show is the music that really means something. And it's really
cool to hear. I think it's really important that, you know, it's not only important to me that, you know, I'm able to put it down on paper, but then, you know, when somebody else can relate to it, it's like you can put your arms around each other and just kind of go through it together one way or another.
Exactly.
You know, I've had so many sob stories with, you know, Tom Waits, personally, in my own mind. You know, he's helped me through a lot of stuff. You know, Hank 3's helped me through a lot of fucking shit like that. And it's, you know, I'd love to say that I'm able to give back somehow, because I've been through a lot of shit, too. And
so, you know, it was funny because I was talking to Rachel on MySpace, you know, and I'm kind of lining her up. We're actually going to interview her for episode 18. And I asked her, I said, do you have any stories about, you know, Jake when you guys were touring in Montana? And she said, well, you know, the one thing that sticks out, and I don't know if you remember this, but you guys were at a radio station in Montana, and Slack Eyed Slim was, you know, on the radio, and you guys were staying out in the hall. And she goes, she said, he let the biggest rip ever in the hallway. And she goes, it was one of those ones that just kind of sat there for, like, the whole time we were out there. And I was starting to laugh about it, but the ending part of is what really made me laugh. She said that there was a lady that come out of her office and walked down the hall after you guys had walked away, and like you guys kind of sat there and waited to see if she had any kind of reaction, and she just barreled right through it. So,
oh God, man, yeah, dude, that's the kind of road ass that I get. You know, that's the road ass that I get. I drop bombs left and fucking right. And we all do, man. You should smell that van. Actually, don't smell the van. Sometimes it's horrible, dude. It gets pretty raunchy when we're eating Taco Bell. Well, actually, this is pretty funny. When we went out to Europe, they feed you pretty well out there. I mean, the food's actually pretty, like, good for you. It was nice because, like, I wasn't farting a lot in there. Some good, solid poops for a change. Can't believe I just told you that.
Well, that's what the show's all about. We basically don't... The more inappropriate, the better it is, you know?
And it is called It Burns When I Pee. So
there you go. What do you guys got planned for touring in July and August? I mean, this show will be released in the middle of July, but do you guys have anything planned for the end of July and August?
Yeah, dude, it's going to be a lot of fun, dude. We're going out to, like, throughout the Northwest pretty much for about a month. We're going to go, we're starting in Chicago, heading all the way out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, all the way out to, like, Portland, and then coming all the way back.
There you go. Chicago's about 4 hours away from me, so maybe I can get it lined up and get up there and check you guys out live.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, well, Then like in fall, we're going to be heading out east. We're going through like Indiana. We're going to go from Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine this summer.
Oh, wow.
In fall. And try to hit everything in between.
So where can fans go to check more out about the band and definitely pick up this album, Fire and Hail?
MySpace and CD Baby. Pretty much your best bet right there.
So, I wanted to again say that sometimes I feel like I'm trying to like kissing the artist's butt that I have on the show, but really that album, Fire and Hail, is just a really great album, and anybody that likes, you know, bluegrass or, you know, punk grass or street grass, whatever you want to call it, I mean, the reason why I played Little Black Train of Death at the beginning is because I wanted to kind of demonstrate your guys musically too, because I think that that song, the beginning of that song, I mean, you guys are just cranking it out, and really the energy stays through the whole album. Well, buddy, burning the midnight oil here, but thank you very much for being on the show. Keep up the great work.
Absolutely.
And if you ever need anything from us, definitely let us know.
My pleasure, brother. Thank you very much for having me on your fine program.
All right, buddy. Take care.
I know.
All right. Thank you very much to Jake from 357 String Band for being on the show. The song you just heard was Hold Me Tight, featuring the lovely, the talented Rachel Brooke. Why don't you...
She's
hot. She's smoking hot.
Yeah, she's very, very talented, too.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice. And we're going to have her on episode 18.
Great.
And she's tentatively scheduled herself to do the show. And we're looking forward to having our first female artist on the show. It took a year and a half, but anyway. So thanks again to Jake from 357. It's a great band. Check out their new album, Fire and Hail. There's not one song on it I don't like, and it's goodbye. So I guess the next thing we can talk about is the 2009 at Burns and IP calendar. It's a project that we're starting up, and we're finalizing it. Metal Farm Magazine is doing the photography for it, and they're out of Cincinnati. And we've talked about them. It's kind of a... Oops, smoke.
I'm belching. Oh. Try not to be rude to Mike. Just drink beer.
Drink beer.
Talking about the IBWIP calendar.
Oh, yes, the IBWIP calendar, 2009. Not 2007, right, Blake? But no, Metal Farm Magazine's doing the photography for us. It's going to be kind of a girly, you know. Not going to show any vag, but unless... Well, pictures that I take on the side. And
I thought you weren't getting into that.
What?
I thought you weren't getting into it.
I'm not getting any nothing.
Exactly. How do you take pictures?
She does have a point.
She does have a point. Because there are going to be models there. And maybe I can talk them into finagling. Anyway. So we've got sponsorship spots available. If your company, your website, your band is interested and advertising on it, just send me an email and I'll send you all the information. We kind of need everybody to get on board ASAP. We're looking to finalize everything by the end of August, no later than.
Are you looking for any certain criteria, or is it pretty much you're just looking at the first few that come?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Any website. I know that twangnation.com has given us their okay. SP Fanzine's in. So we'll get that started. Again, if you have a website, band, company, if you're interested, record company, if you're interested, send us an email.
Well, that leads us into my favorite part of the program.
This is
so
probably
far.
Yeah, this, no matter how bad this show might end up, although I don't think it will, we had Norma Jean over here one night and got her kind of liquored up, which is not really hard because she drinks all the time. And we put
she's increased her tolerance from 2 to 3.
Yeah, it seems more expensive for me every time she comes over.
You don't buy the beer.
I don't buy the beer because nobody will donate any money to the show. Okay, so this is a new segment we're going to have, and it's called Norma Jean Watches Porn.
We had to start with the raunchiest thing that we could find, and there's a lot of people out there that I'm sure tune into the broadcast that. They know which one it is.
Yeah, everybody's seen Two Girls in a Cup except Norma Jean and Blake, but we'll record Blake later on. Here is the other night when we were recording, and this is Norma Jean watching Two Girls in One Cup for the first time.
You're not going to get any until you see me come. You're not doing it right. Get your head right here. Ah! All right.
This ain't my first rodeo.
It ain't your first rodeo. You've rode the bull before. Ugh.
Wait, you gotta
holy fucking shit.
I'm so hungry.
This is disgusting.
You gotta keep watching though.
I'm gonna puke. Seriously.
Come on, don't stop watching.
What Bill Cosby said?
Watch
LLO.
That is sick.
You're missing a lot of it. Oh wait.
Just a little topping.
Oh, oh.
Oh my God. Oh. Who gets off on this? Seriously, that's fucking
nasty. You made it. That's pretty good.
Oh, I puked a little in my mouth.
Okay, so that was Norma Jean watching porn. wiki and she loved it, and she actually wanted to get
watch,
the web
did she want to watch it again?
Yeah, she asked me what the website was to email her the link. She put it on her favorites.
Oh Jesus.
So look for Norma Jean to watch some more porn. We thought maybe next time we would have her ad-lib the lines in a porn.
That'd be great.
It didn't take. So act like it's something new you just heard about.
Wow, that's great.
Yay, I've never done that before.
That's going to be cool.
I want my own ice cream cup.
And put that on there.
All right. So now, put that on there. Cheeseball says, put it on here. She's the executive producer.
Cheeseball.
Cheeseball.
All right, Blake, tell me a little bit more about spfanzine.com, the t-shirt giveaway.
Well, the fine folks at spfanzine, they sent me a couple t-shirts, and I kept one because I'm a big mooch. But we had Norma Jean put on the other one, took a couple pictures on our MySpace, so you can see what the shirt looks like. But the trivia question is, the audio clip we're going to play at the end of the show is from a specific movie. The first person to email me with the correct answer gets a spfanzine.com t-shirt and also a Hank Cash CD, the band Hank Cash. It's kind of
so just to clarify, I mean, it's going to be the first person that gets it right. It's not, you know, if there's 10 people.
Right. They can't email me and say, Cheyenne. It has to be.
Who's Cheyenne?
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh.
That's a huge bitch.
We'll leave that in there. You're so much more fun than her. I mean, not. I said that and you're kind of like, hello, Mr. Spooky Fella.
Digging deeper.
Okay, anyway, cheers. Okay, email us at blake@ibwip.com with the correct answer of what movie.
You say Blake at IBWIP or IB Piggy?
IB Piggy?
Piggy.
Okay. Well, what do you want to do next, Ryan? I mean, we still have tons of music and we have tons of stuff going on. What do you want to do next?
Let's go ahead and let's do the Jared Morningstar album review.
All right. Jared Morningstar, who has been on our show quite a few times in the past year. As you know, he's a teacher. And he has summer times free, so he's got a couple of album reviews for us in the next couple shows.
He's got his own new show out now, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, on flapday.com, we're going to have his new show, The Hank and Chain Show, and you can go to his MySpace page, The Hank and Chain Show, and check out the times and dates and everything for that. But it's a pretty cool show. It's cool. It's basically a show with all kinds of different music that he likes. Let's go ahead and get into the album review, and he's going to be reviewing Justin Townes Earl's album called Justin Townes Earl. Okay. Let's go ahead and get into
Today Junior.
Okay, now Cheeseball's ripping me.
This is what it's come to.
Yeah, I wish I had a VCR in the bedroom. No, I'm just joking.
Tila
Tequila is going to pick the lesbian. All right, let's go ahead and get into Jared's album review. It's Justin Townes Earl's album called Good Life. And after that, we'll play one of his songs, and we'll be right back again. You're doing a great job, Ryan.
Thanks, Blake.
Keep it up.
Sonata.
Hello, everybody. This is Jared Morningstar here, and you probably know me from my appearances on It Burns When I Pee, as well as the Bootleg Asylum radio show. Well, I'm pleased to announce that I now have a solo gig as well. That's right, I am now the host of The Hank and Chain Show, a great new internet radio show where you can expect to hear Hank Williams, Alice in Chains, and everything in between. We also feature a different artist or album every week, as well as my own unique commentary. The show airs every Wednesday night from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock Eastern Time on FlapDaddy.com, so tune in and enjoy. You can also find the podcast version of the show at Section86.com. Right now, though, let's get back to It Burns When I Pee. Get your Hank on.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 17 of It Burns When I Pee, and as always, we like to have our good buddy Jared Morningstar on the show. Jared, welcome back to the stall.
Hey, it's been a long time, man. Good to be back.
Hey, it's summer vacation. You got all the time in the world to help me out now.
Yeah, touche. No kidding. This is very true, and I'm definitely looking forward to these nice 3 months off. It'll give me a chance to, it's still work, I guess, in some ways, but mostly it's just play. I'm looking forward to having a little bit of fun.
being a part of the show again is going to be one of the things I do for fun over these next 3 months.
Well, Jared, let's go ahead and do an album review. On episode 15, I played Justin Towns Earl song called Who Am I to Say, and that's off his new album The Good Life, and I thought we could sit and talk about that for a while.
Yeah, well, it's a good album to talk about. This hasn't exactly been a banner year for country music. Past couple of years, I think, have been a lot stronger for country music releases, certainly in the underground, and that's our ballpark. That's where we do our country listening, is in the old time stuff and the real stuff. And this is certainly in a down year for real country music. This album, The Good Life by Justin Towns Earl, I think, is a shining star. And it wouldn't just be a shining star this year. It would be a star album in any year. It's definitely a very, very, very solid album from someone just coming out, making their debut release. This is his, even though he's had the EP Yuma in his, in a previous release, this is his first full-length album, considering the heritage. I mean, this is the son of Steve Earle. Steve Earle is respected and honored in a number of different music circles, not just, underground country, real country. I mean, he's widely, widely acclaimed. So here comes his son out on Little Bloodshot Records, and he's releasing his, his debut album. And, it's going to attract a lot of attention just because of his last name. What I think was great about this debut album is he didn't try to go out and be Steve Earle.
Right.
That's the one thing I noticed about this album right away, is that Justin Towns Earle is his own artist. Even though he might not know exactly where he is, he knows he's definitely not trying to follow in anyone's footsteps. Now, the album doesn't focus on one particular style. I've noticed quite a few styles on this album.
That's one of the things that I noticed is there's a little bit of everything on the album, and I think that opens up, it shows his creativity and his ability to go from maybe one style to another. That's what I was most surprised about. I was really expecting to hear kind of the same 12 songs.
Well, you're certainly not going to get that here. You start off, songs that I picked up right away, songs like The Good Life and What Do You Do When You're Lonesome, that's right out of a 1960s honky-tonk. You'd expect to hear that sort of thing when Buck Owens was at the top of the charts. That's that kind of country music. Good, solid songs, make no mistake, but that's not where this, that's not the only places where this album goes. You have some really good Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie-esque folk. Lone Pine Hill is a fantastic song. It talks about, the history of this hill, the Civil War past or whatever. Very good dark song there. You have a little bit of 1966-67 Bob Dylan, Highway 61 with South Georgia Sugar Babe, Hard Living, in the same vein. A lot of more rocky folk there. But that's not even there. He goes beyond even those. He goes to this more modern day folk sounds, almost like a Ryan Adams with the song that you played on your show last week, Who Am I to Say. So the album really goes a lot of different places. And now, I don't know if he's, as I said before, I don't know if he's found his sound yet, his one sound, but I think he's definitely not following anyone's footsteps. He's not trying to be any one person. This is an album that shows a young artist in the midst of exploration, trying to find out who he is. And the cool thing is that he's pretty good in whatever direction he wants to focus on. He's pretty good in a lot of different areas. So just this, putting this album in alone is certainly worth the listen, certainly worth the buy. I can't think of another country album this year that I've been able to enjoy this much.
And, being only 25 years old, I think he has very mature lyrics. And I think that's one of the things that really stood out to me was, here's a guy that's 25 years old. He's played in a couple other bands like the Swindlers and the Distributors. And really, his lyrics are more mature than most 25-year-old guys writing music today.
Well, and that's the other thing he has going for him. Am I willing to go out and say that this guy is as good as his father? Because his father is, well known that his father is a fantastic songwriter, one of the best we have. Is he that good yet? No, but he's pretty great. A song like Lone Pine Hill, as I mentioned that before, just a really, really dark folk song that's just fantastic, and he's able to get into the heart song on the album without sounding too cliched, without, you know, using the same old lines over and over again, which I think is perfect. You know, it's something that we need because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of the attitude, a lot of the cliche that's out there now that people are trying to force in the country genre, and he's not doing that. It just sounds natural with Justin Earl, and I think that it's a good sign for the future because obviously he's going to continue to grow as an artist, and I can't think of any other artist out there today with this much potential. I think he can do wonderful things. Now, will he? I don't know. It's too early to say, but he certainly has the potential to do things that a lot of the artists that are in this underground scene, I don't think they can achieve what this guy can achieve if he manages to get himself out there like I think he can.
He's already faced a lot of demons and went through a lot of his own, I guess you'd say, bad habits. You know, already at 25, he kind of was following his dad's footsteps, I think, in a way. And, you know, he's got himself together and brought a really good record out to us. And there's a quote from him on the Bloodshot Records website, and it says, and he said that, you know, you don't have to be fucked up or torture yourself to write a good song. And I think that's one thing that maybe a lot of bands nowadays are missing. You know, they think they have to live fast, die young to write a good song. And yeah, you know, that a lot of deep feeling come from those kind of situations, but you can still write a really great song and, you know, have your shit together.
Yeah, you certainly can do that, and that's a sign of strength on his part. And also, you know, when he does write these songs about the bad times he's had, and just like, but even though he's straight now, he writes about the bad times he's had, he doesn't try to overly force those negative feelings on listeners.
Right.
He doesn't mind using a little bit of that Hank Sr. type attitude where you can talk a little, you know, you can bear your emotions without trying to sound angry and macho, which I think is great, and it's missing. It's missing in a lot of country music today. So that's a big positive with this guy.
Well, Jared, I appreciate you taking some time out and coming back to the stalls of It Burns When I Pee. Like I said, I'm going to take advantage of you for the next 3 months and get you on here more often. Why don't you go ahead, if you had to pick one song that you wanted listeners to hear who have never heard a Justin Towns Earl song from this album, which is called The Good Life, from Bloodshot Records again, which song would you want to play?
It's a hard one to pick just because there are so many different styles on the album, but I'm going to throw a curveball here. I'm actually going to pick the song that reminds me more of a Steve Earle song than anything else, and that's the final track, Far Away in Another Town.
All right, Far Away in Another Town it is. Here is Justin Towns Earl singing Far Away in Another Town. Thanks a lot, Jared. See you later, buddy.
All right, take care.
Well, I'm leaving tonight, babe, on a midnight train. I gotta get out while I still can, 'cause that woman don't do nothing but bring me down. So I think I can't be lonesome far away in another town. I'm standing outside in the pouring rain, every half an hour them trains coming rolling back again. So the next time you come looking, no, I won't be around, 'cause I think I can't be lonesome far away in another town. Somewhere where the wind blows just as cold, well, I think I can't be lonesome on my own.
that sun is rising up over cold steel tracks. It's passing sad faces and old burnout shacks. It's winding me low. That's winding me down. It's winding me lonesome. Far away in another town. It's winding me lonesome. Far away in another town.
Want to know what's going on in real country music? Want to read some album reviews and interviews of your favorite artists? Then you need to head over to twangnation.com and check out their awesome site. For the past year, we've been telling you about them, so get off your ass and grab your mouse like you own it. No, not your cock. Your computer mouse, you perv. Go to twangnation.com, because country music shouldn't suck. Okay, Blake, how's that? You said if I did this for you, I could stick to Norma Jean.
You've been looking at everybody's feet all night. What's wrong with tongues?
I like it at feet.
Feet!
True. Just look at feet. You're only 8 years old.
Yeah, that's gross.
Welcome back, folks. That was Justin Towns Earl and his song Far Away in Another Town. And I tell you what, Blake, I was very impressed.
Yeah, it's definitely, he's a young guy with a lot of talent, and hopefully he gives us more music to come. And to have your dad be Steve Earl, I mean, that's a lot of pressure, but he made it his own. That whole album, he's made it his own.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
Let's go ahead and start thanking people, because everybody's probably tired of listening.
That's what we do. Is
we thank people.
Thank you. And
thank you.
And please give us your donations.
please give us a buck. Yeah. Actually, you know, after a buck, I get about 78 cents out of that.
Taxes.
After PayPal takes it. Anyway, yeah. I want to go ahead and thank Section86.com. If you haven't checked out the other podcasts like Vertebreaker, the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show with Howard, who you heard on the Jeopardy show, Creative Tragedy, and It's Almost Time for Fantasy Football. You are digging fantasy football?
Oh, absolutely. I cannot wait.
Even if you don't like sports, the Kiwani Sports League podcast is definitely a funny as hell. I want to also thank Keith Nelter again for doing the show art. He does amazing work, and I'm sure that the new Hank 3 album that's coming out hopefully pretty soon, I'm sure Keith's doing the artwork for that.
And, you know, of course, we got to thank all the fans out there for their continued support.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, everybody, I know I do the show, and now I have a whole crew to help me do the show, and I enjoy doing it, but mostly it's for you guys, so we definitely want to hear from you. Let us know what bands you like to hear, or anything you want to see on the show, or that you don't want to see on the show anymore. If you don't want to hear Norma Jean watch porn,
let us know.
We're still going to do it.
Are we?
Yeah.
It is pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. And maybe next time we can have Blake watch Two Girls in One Cup and record that.
That'd be classic.
Yeah. And I want to thank Ryan, of course. Thank you very much. It's our first time doing this format.
I'm a little rusty, but we'll get there.
We'll get there. It was better than episode 15.
Yeah.
So, and Norma Jean's over there drinking. She's doing a good job holding the fort down. Yeah. And Blake's kicking back, drinking strange brew. Doesn't have a label on it. Makes you kind of wonder. Thanks. I appreciate that. I was trying to... Okay. Anyway. And I want to thank Norma Jean, Howard, Blake, everybody that helped me on show episode number 17. And thank you, Cheeseball, for all your help as well. Thank you. Kind of a high voice. Anyway, Ryan, why don't you go ahead and
yeah, we're just going to say, anyone else interested in help with the show, you know, promoting, computer design help, suggestion for any bands, anything that they know as far as, you know, bands that would want to submit their music, you know, please let us know.
And they can contact us at blake@ibwip.com. Absolutely. Maybe we'll get you an email address so all the girls can email you.
We got to get some more pictures up there.
Yeah, she just took like 15.
Oh, that's true.
Of your feet. We're going to have a special foot fetish.
His face sucks, but his feet are right.
Hey, look how big them fuckers are.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're almost out of here. We got one more song for you. Hi, Cheeseball. How are you?
Plunky.
Can you say Plunkett?
Plunkett.
All right. We got one more song from the band Plunkett. They're overseas, too. And it's a song called Breathe. You can check them out at plunkett-music.com. Or their MySpace, which is myspace.com/plunkett. That's PLUNKETTIT. and you go to CD Baby or iTunes and pick up their music too. So this is their song Breathe. And again, folks, thank you very much. Ryan, we'll see you on episode 18.
I'll be there.
If I got beer, you'll be here, right?
Of course.
Norma Jean, want to say goodbye?
Later, Tater.
Blake?
I don't know. Later.
Cheeseball?
Bye.
What?
Bye.
That's better. All right, here is Plunkett with their song, Breathe. And remember, folks, always get your hank on.
are you carrying all those bricks for, anyway? God? Is that it? God? Well, I tell you, let me give you a little inside information about God. God likes to watch. He's a prankster. Think about it. He gives man instincts. He gives you this extraordinary gift, and then what does he do? I swear, for his own amusement, his own private cosmic gag reel. He sets the rules in opposition. It's the goof of all time. Look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. Taste, don't swallow. And while you're jumping from one foot to the next, what is he doing? He's laughing his sick fucking ass off. He's a tight ass. He's a sadist. He's an absentee landlord. Worship that, never.
Better to reign in hell than serve in heaven, is that it?
Why not? I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began. I've nurtured every sensation man has been inspired to have. I cared about what he wanted, and I never judged him. Why? Because I never rejected him, in spite of all his imperfections. I'm a fan of man! I'm a humanist. Maybe the last humanist. Who, in their right mind, Kevin, could possibly deny the 20th century was entirely mine? All of it, Kevin! All of it. Mine. I'm peeking, Kevin. It's my time now.